The federal flood buyout program is designed for homeowners that experience damage so substantial that it's more cost-effective to remove the building. Once purchased, the remnants of the homes are destroyed, and the property must revert to open space. Those approved for the program get a partial reimbursement for their losses. New York State Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services Deputy Commissioner Rachel McEnany.
Last month, the state submitted more than $48 million in acquisition grants to FEMA. And this will allow about 16 communities to purchase 404 damaged or at-risk homes in areas called floodplains. Those areas include Broome, Clinton, Nassau, Orange, Oswego, Rockland, Westchester counties, to name a few. And there's some additional projects in other counties and several other counties across the area. And they will also be submitted to FEMA shortly.
The applications sent to FEMA are mostly from the southern tier counties that experienced the worst flooding in the state during Tropical Storm Lee. In the Broome County town of Vestal, Supervisor John Schaefer says anyone who lived along the river was severely affected.
Our town hall became an island. Our roads were shut down to get to town hall, get out of town hall. But we had probably over 100 houses affected. We ended up with 61 in a buyout situation. Some of the other ones were rehabbed, and people still want to live there.
For those who are trying to receive a buyout, Schaefer says it's been a very drawn-out process.
FEMA is a federal agency, very slow. They have to document everything that's done two or three times. And the people are just sitting waiting. It's an awful position to be in, but we have not heard any negative from FEMA on the 61 that we turned in. A lot of the people that were affected in the flood in the 61 stayed in the area. About half dozen of them moved across the river to Endicott, to Highland, and the rest of them pretty much stayed in Vestal, which is good. They moved up. Nobody wants to stay in the lowlands anymore.
Some homeowners in the Adirondack town of Keene are also attempting to get federal buyouts of their property. Town Supervisor Bill Farabee says it's been an extremely frustrating process.
You know, FEMA originally told us as we began the project that it could take 12 to 18 months to complete these buyouts. We're on a year now, and in my opinion, we haven't moved much further than we were a year ago. I know it's in the paperwork. It's just FEMA drag, in my opinion, just is a very slow process. I mean, what are people supposed to do? I have a friend in Upper Jay who I care very much about. He's an old guy. He's 80-plus years old, and his wife. They lived in the same house all their life. They raised all their children in this house. This guy's displaced. You know, he's living in a motel room. He just needs closure. You know, he needs to spend the rest of his days knowing that this has been solved. Just a peace of mind for this gentleman. It's been tough.
Once a buyout is completed, the land reverts to town possession, and no permanent structures can ever again be built on the property. FEMA referred calls to the New York State Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services, saying that the state, quote, runs the program, unquote. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.